WZQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HTX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Here is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net, please call KO4HKX. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Heard? We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we will begin with the pre-net check-ins. First off, we'd like to recognize KG4PFI. That's Mr. Don. And he brings along KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, and they make the home in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome K4XMR, that's male, and he makes his home in Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. Next, we have KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville. Next, we'd like to welcome KN4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville. Then we have KW4TS, that's Jim in Pelzer. Next, we'd like to recognize KF4NXY, that's David. And he brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX. They make their home in Honeypath. Next, we'd like to recognize KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. Then we got KN4RJN, that's John, up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Next, we'd like to welcome KQ4, that is Michael, in Simpsonville. Next on the list, we have KJ4UHF, that's Jack, in Greenville. Then we have KO4CEF, that's Mr. Andrew, up in Inman. Next on the list, we have KO4ZEW, that is Ben, in Simpsonville. Then we have KX4YM, that is Scott in Greenville. Next we have Mr. Leroy, KA5WLL in Taylors. Next on the list we have KQ4FRY, that's Miss Rhonda in Lyman. Then we have KB2BYQ, that is Mr. Dave in Easley. And let this drop for a second. So welcome K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville. Next on the list, we have KM4JWP, that is Brian in Rutherford, North Carolina. All of our pre-net check-ins, we had 22 in the list. So next we'll go up to our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only, please call KO4HKX. I guess he's just listening for now. We'll try again here in a little bit. With the night being Sunday night, we'll start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in KA4ACL, that's Ashley. Please check in KA4JCA, that's me, Sally, and my husband, Richard, KA3JCA. Me and Ashley will be negative and negative, but Richard will stick around for comments, and I hope your wife is feeling better, and thank you for calling the net.
WHKX. Name Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
All right, can we hold up here just a minute? I got messed up here, so give me just a second to straighten it out, please. Sorry about that delay there. Got hit the wrong key and messed me up. But I'm going to recognize what I got, and Miss Sally, I'll get back to you in just a minute. So we're going to start off here with KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. And then we have our net manager, W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave, and he makes his home in Greer. And we're going back up here and catch Miss Sally. Will you come back to me with yours, Ashley's call, please, ma'am?
Sorry, KA4JCA, that's me, Sally, and Ashley's is KA4ACL. I'm sorry if I went too fast.
It's not you, it was me.
Better then.
Now we'll recognize these. KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally. We have KA3JCA, and then they bring along KA4ACL, Miss Ashley, and they all make their home in Simpsonville, and I got Richard down for comments. Did I miss anybody there? I'm sorry for the mess up. We'll move on up here, and we'll go Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX. KX. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I'm currently mobile in Lyman. I'll be negative and negative. Recognize Mr. Tyler, W4CTW, and he is mobile in, I missed where, Lyman. Good to hear you tonight, Tyler, and thanks for coming by and checking in with me. All right, one more time, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX. Pause, we'll assume we got everybody, and we'll move on up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry, and Keller, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative tonight. It's good to hear you.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in KI4EJY, Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman, and I will be negative and negative. We'll recognize what we have here. First off, we'd like to recognize Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, over in Candler. And Harry, appreciate you coming by and checking in with me tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome KI4EJY. That's Mr. Elisha, and he makes his home down in Lyman. Elisha, thank you for coming by and checking in with me tonight. And we're going to pause here and catch our Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, good evening, and hello again, Patrick. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, on the net, no traffic, no roundtable.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, and he makes his home down there in Greenwood. Stephen, I appreciate you being patient with me and coming by and checking in here tonight. And I'm going to pause 1 minute here and change my glasses real quick. Sorry about that. I'm still can't get these bifocals to work right, so I went back to my single power here. All right, with that, we'll go one more time. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX. That long pause, we'll assume we've got everybody for now, and we'll move on up to the India 2 Lima. India 2 Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. This is where I'll be negative and negative. It's empty threes for each one of you.
KO4HKX. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Mobile, and Inman, negative and negative.
HKX. Kilo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI-4LZI on HT. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
4HKX. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll have a comment. I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
We'll recognize this group here. First off, we'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, up there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, good to hear you tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome N4JBM. That's Mr. Jerry in Campobello. And Jerry, good to hear you on the radio tonight. Next, we have Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, on a HT. And Table Rock. Andy, good to hear you tonight, and you're sounding good on that HT. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And Larry, I got you down for comments. More time, India through Lima, India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net. Fixing to be designated.
And location, please, sir.
I'll be in Fountain Inn.
Right, next, we have KN4, UBG. That's Mr. Kevin in Fountain Inn. Kevin, I appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. He's getting ready to pull into the QT8 church there, so good to hear you. And we'll go one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. That long pause. We assume we got everybody in that group for the moment. And we'll move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt West of Greenwood County, B-Native and Native, 7-3, you and all the net.
You and Matt doubled there, and Matt won out. Can you give me your call one more time, sir?
Sir, is that Pat? It's Tula, Tula, Austin, and Matt. That's Sir.
Pause right here and recognize Matt, WG4MC. That is our Thursday night net controller. Matt, good to hear you tonight. And I heard you earlier, you didn't have any power. Hopefully they get that back up and fixed and get you squared away. Next, we'd like to welcome K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt. And Walt, is really good to hear you on the net. Always love it when you come by and check in with us. And he makes his home up in Inman. And one more time, Mike through Papa, Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. And Whiskey 4, Oscar Delta November. This is Braxton in Simpsonville.
4HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Well, I recognize this group here. First off, we have W4ODN. That's Braxton. And Braxton, I think that's the first time you've checked in with me, and I appreciate that. and he makes his home in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, and he's also in Simpsonville. Lloyd, thank you for coming by and checking in with me tonight. With that, we'll go one more time. Mike through Papa, Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. That pause, we'll assume we got everybody on the first pass there for now. And we'll go Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comment, I'm monitoring.
4HKX. Please check in, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
HKX, hear your voice tonight. Please check in. Alpha, Alpha 1, Romeo, Delta, AA1RD, Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. I'd like to welcome this fine group here. First off, we have WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed up here in Brevard, not too far away from me. And then we have Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, and Chris, it's good to hear you tonight. He makes his home in Liberty. Next we have AA1RD, that's Mr. Bob in Piedmont, and good to hear you tonight. Thank you for coming by and checking in with us. And with that, we'll go one more time, Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for now. We'll move on up to Uniform through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4YR, name here is Jimmy. Mobile, negative and negative.
Control. Whiskey, 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Control. Control, please check in. Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November. K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont. And we'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net. Here just for a moment and recognize this group. First off, we'd like to recognize and welcome N4YR. That's Mr. Jimmy, and he is down here from Fancy Gap, and good to hear you tonight, Jimmy. Next, we'd like to welcome W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod over in the land of Waz, known as Greenville. Next, we'd like to welcome K4VKN. That's Mr. Allen in Piedmont. And Alan, I appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us tonight. And now we're going to go one more time. Uniform to Zulu. Uniform to Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Good. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
I'd like to welcome K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy down in Southern Greenville. And Tommy, you are number 50 tonight. So thanks for coming by and checking in with us. And we'll go Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4YR for announcement if it's proper.
Jimmy, that'd be good. Go ahead right now with your announcement if that's okay. Or if you want to wait till the rag shoe portion, you just let me know.
I'll just go ahead and make it. I'll probably be out, but just wanted to invite everybody to come over and check out the 6-meter FM repeater. The frequency is 53.630, and the offset is 52.630 with a PL tone of 100 hertz, and it is located on a high top Paris Mountain. and like to encourage everybody to come over and use it. Net Control, I certainly appreciate you letting me get in and get out of order here, but I just wanted to make that announcement. 73 is all on the net, N4YR, Mobile, clear.
Thank you for coming by with us tonight making announcements, and that's what we're here for, is to pass the information along. But with that, we'll go open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Yes. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over here in Piedmont tonight, back in the upstate. Please also check in by relay, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, KI4MRA. His name is also Fred. He's in Spartex tonight. 73 Patrick on the net. And can I call a gentleman that talked about the six-meter machine, please?
Jimmy, it's N4YR.
N4YR. This is KO4NNH.
Name here is Jimmy. November 4, Yankee Romeo. Yes, sir. If you got a question, go ahead, sir.
Probably an oddball question, but what mode do you need to be in to open up that machine? I've never opened up a machine on 6 meters before.
The question was something about opening up the machine. The announcement was it's an FM 6 meter repeater. If you got any 6 meter gear, you can transmit at 52.630 with a PL tone of 100, and the output of the repeater is 53.630 there, QSL.
I appreciate you coming back to me. I've only ever operated 6 meters on sideband. Appreciate it. KO4NH, back to net.
Thank you, sir. N4YR, clear.
You're welcome. Now we'll welcome KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred, and he is mobile in Piedmont, and then he brings along his dad, Fred, also, KI4MRA, and he is in StarTax tonight. And Fred, thank you for coming by and checking you and your dad in. Appreciate that. And we'll go one more time, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
X. November 1, X-ray, Romeo, Romeo. My name is Michael. I'm mobile in Westminster tonight, and I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Mr. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Elise, and all on the net.
KX. Would you please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you so much for calling for this. For this, you and your bride have a good evening. And I have no traffic, no comments.
Pause here and recognize the ones we got here. First off, we'd like to welcome N1XRR. And I got that as Michael in Greenville. Next, we have KI4DOS, our Wednesday night net controller, and he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY, and they make their home in easily. Next, we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That is Mr. Sid up in Fletcher. And Sid, good to hear you down here tonight, and it was a pleasure talking to you or checking in with you on your net on the 6-4 machine. And those of you who don't know, Sid is the net control on Sunday night on the 146640 machine, PL tone of 91.5, and would love to have you come by and check in with him. It's always a fun net to try to get into sometimes, but thanks for coming by. And with that, we'll go Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Again, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP, Chad Nana in Campobello. She's in and out. I'll hang around just for a minute, Patrick.
HKX. It's Kilo 4, Hotel Whiskey Golf. This is K4HWG. This is Henry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
All here recognize this group. First off, we'd like to welcome our Tuesday night net controller and just wherever he ends up, KO4NUE. And he brings along with him Miss Anna, one of our Monday night net controllers, KO4RYP. And they make their home in Campobello, and I have you down for comments, Chad. Then we'd like to welcome K4HWG. That is Henry and Anderson. And Henry, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. With that, we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That pause, we'll assume we got everybody for now. And this is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-2. Tonight is K3JCA, Mr. Richard. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Good evening, Patrick, and everyone else on the net. Thank you.
Didn't catch enough of to know what you were trying to ask or say.
Well, I don't know what's going on. I got this.
That one was the same way. You start out, I can hear your call and tell it's you, and you're in and out.
Any better?
You can fry them, but you held the repeater that time.
Well, then I will just say thanks for calling the net, sir, and I will get back with you later on, sir. KA3JCA.
Sorry about that. I'll hang around after the net for a little while if you want to come back to me. Move on up to Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HK.
Yes, KK4JBQ here. First of all, just listening to what Richard had to contend with, could you give me a radio check?
Scratchy, but you're holding a repeater, and I can make out what you're saying.
That has turned it up another notch. Conditions must not be very good up there in the ionosphere, but that doesn't affect 2 meters, does it? Something else is the issue. Well, the reason I wanted to check back with you and speak to you a little bit was your comment about you call them your bifocals. And I was just wondering what your problem with them is. And, you know, I've worn not bifocals because there's genuinely a sweet spot with bifocals and a very marked delineation between the in the lens, and you can see it. There's a line there. But with modern ground lenses, they're called progressive because the strength of the correction varies, mostly in the center of the lens. And well, just to get right to it, my approach to this has always been to point my nose where I want to see. In other words, if it's the television, I point my nose right at the television. And you get a feel in your gut about where that's going to come into focus, but you have to hold it there. I mean, if you don't want it to change. And if it's something I'm reading, of course, you have to
with purpose, you have to look at the very, you know, near the edge of your lenses. That's where it's ground for close-up. And they take a little bit of getting used to, but I think I've heard you say that it's kind of rough. So here's an opportunity to vent a little bit with someone who understands.
Mine are the no-line progressive bifocals. And the problem I'm having is I can do okay. I know I got one spot I need to look, and I need to look right at it. But when I have multiple things going on, the back and forth, the transition is what's messing me up. It's not instantaneous like I'm used to. And I'm just struggling with it. I've had the glasses for five or six weeks now, and I can't get around a hold of them.
I think the best thing I can offer is encouragement that will go away. Without even thinking about it, you will adapt to looking where you need to in order to see it. Even if you're changing near to far reading, it just will. It'll be like driving by the seat of your pants. You don't have to think about it. But until you reach that, which I did so probably 20 years ago, until you reach it, it's a bit of a, if you think about it, it's of course a struggle, right? If you think you have to think about it. But you will adapt. It's automatic. And I would highly recommend that you give it some time for that adaptation to take place. It's much better than wearing near-focus glasses and having to change. I used to do that, having to change into another pair of glasses for, say, watching television across the room. And then another pair of glasses, oh, believe me, a third pair of glasses to drive. And that was just way too much of a bother, and I couldn't keep track of three pair of glasses at one time, you know. So, but that was 20 years ago. That's what they put people through. progressively ground lenses are a marvel of optics. I studied optics at one point. I used to repair cameras for a living. And so it was a lot easier for me to understand what was going on since I understood optics. When my optometrist says, we're going to get you into a new pair, a new thing, and it'll be a lot better for you. You got to struggle with it in the beginning, maybe, but it's going to be better for you. Well, my testimony is that it is better for you, and please give it some time, and, you know, we can talk about it again anytime you want to. I know that, yeah, I've been matched with these glasses ever since I was 6 years old. That's a long time to have something hanging off of your face. And it's a bit troublesome for someone who's used to, you know, popping on sunglasses if you're out in the bright sun. You know, that's only a smart thing to do. But having to wear them every waking moment of your life and only taking them off to sleep. And when you wake up, the world is not as it used to be, you know. I think I can remember when I didn't wear glasses, but that was a long time ago. Anyway, just wanted to offer you encouragement and hope you do give it time to adapt. And we'll talk with you again real soon. Thank you again for calling the net. KK4JBQ73.
The encouragement. I'm getting better with them, but the only time I'm really struggling with them now is right here when I'm calling the net. Just moving from left to right on the computer screen and trying to read things. I hadn't got it down yet. I'm struggling with it, but I keep trying, and we'll be patient with it as long as I can anyway. And that's why I started out with them, and then I kept getting messed up. That's why the problem at the start there was, and then
finally, I just got aggravated enough and had to change back to my regular old readers because my glasses are only close up and then a mid-range, just a couple feet past that. I don't need them for driving or far out or anything like that. So I don't know if that's got anything to do with it or not.
I'll offer that it sounds like your vision and mine are just exactly the opposite. The reason we need corrective lenses in front of our eyes is that in my case, my eyeball is elongated like a football, you know? And in your case, you're shortened. And that's having to do with where the focal point is. Whenever you, let's take a camera, that's easy to talk about. The lens focuses in and out to precisely align focus on the film plane back there, the back of your eye, or the back of the camera. Your eye is much the same. There's a focal point. On the back curved surface, it's a curved surface of your eyeball. And with a malformation of the eyeball, that focal plane, that point of focus, can shift. It can be nearsighted or farsighted. Near or farsighted. The focal point moves inside the eyeball, so the lens hanging in front of your eye takes that focal point and moves it right to the right onto the optical nerve, you know, at the macula, back on the back side of your eye. And when it's there, it's, you know, sharp again, just like, you know, just like you were 5 years old, in my case. So, if your far vision is fine, then your eyeball is shorter. And so, the focal plane is imaginarily behind your eye. And then the lens brings it where it should be. And that will make a difference on how they're ground. And your optometrist or ophthalmologist, whichever, has examined your eye and determined where that focal plane is and offer you opportunity. This is a thing that you zero in on. The more years and years and years you go to an optometrist, and if you can talk to them and they listen to you, you can, because what they have to do is ask you a question. How does this look? How does that look? Does that look any better? You know, you've been through the routine. Anyone that wears glasses has. And to differentiate between something that looks a little bit like the past three changes, you know, that gets hard to do. But if they're patient with you and helps you zero in on what looks best, sometimes it takes a little movement. Fortunately, as we age, that changes, and you get better at letting them know what it actually looks like. You know how to express it. It'll get better over time. If you've not had corrective lenses before for this particular issue, then it'll take a little while to zero in. But anyhow, the world's a much better place when you can see it. I'll turn it back over to you. I know you have others to, and I'm anxious to hear what everyone else has to say. This is KK4JBQ. I'm clear.
Appreciate the encouragement, and always a pleasure to talk to you. And so with that, we'll move on up to our next, which is KO4NUE. Please call KO4HKX.
KX, KO4NUE. Hey, Patrick, how you doing, bud? Got you picture today, and glad you got your machine ready to work, right?
Well, it was.
That's why I was going to talk to you. So, you are a member of an elite club. We
when you have anything that moves dirt, it's the $1,000 club. You can go to the parts store, get parts for it, and it's $1,000 in a little bitty brown paper bag. Doesn't matter what it is, it's $1,000 when it breaks. So just remember that when you're digging in the dirt.
That I unloaded off the trailer down at the bottom of the hill, drove it up the hill, made it in the driveway, pulled into where I was going to park it, pop, blow the hose.
Right. I get it. We got two bobcats out here and a backhoe. And what can you say? I mean, and they put it, and at least I tell the parts clerk, well, at least this is one of these heavy weight brown paper bags, you know. For $1,000, I'm getting a good bag. And they just laugh, you know. So just keep that in mind now.
Well, I look at it this way. It's man-made, and if it didn't break, I wouldn't have a job.
And I understand. Well, I'm glad you finally got your machine, you know, there at the house. Maybe you can start doing some stuff with it. But it sure does make things a lot easier. Just go ahead and get you a set of forks, because that makes things, you know, a lot easier, too. We got a little adapter we made down here for ours that's got a little boom pole on it, about 6 feet. Little cherry picker kind of thing, and that's real handy, you know. Sometimes you can't get in there with forks, or you can't get in there with a bucket, and so you know, you run across a piece of scrap metal tubing or something, let me know, and we'll get you a little cherry picker made for the front of it, and that's awful handy.
That I done been looking for the forks, and so I'll find a set here shortly, because I know that's one thing I'm going to need. Because I'm looking forward to this thing doing something and saving my back from picking up heavy things.
And then there's that. I wish I could say that would be the case, but when you sit on it for about 6 hours, you're gonna look like Festus trying to get in the house. Everything's going to hurt. Right now, when you pick up stuff, it's just your back. But when you sit on it any length of time, everything's going to hurt.
That I've rode enough equipment to know that one. Riding excavators and backhoes. Yeah, it's like riding a bucking mule.
Well, congratulations. Looks like a fine machine. And just going to let you know, got up this morning and pulled my video camera out. Was going to do some filming, and I had a little project out here. I was going to try to film, and I spent probably about an hour and a half filming the thing. Got it the way I wanted, and then came in here, tried to download it on the computer, and I don't know what happened. Something happened to the SD card. It just, I don't know. Lost everything. So I found another SD card and then went out there and tore it all back apart. Set the tripod up again, filmed it again, and came in here and plugged it in and got halfway through the download and lost that card. Lost all the footage. So I shot it the third time, and I was so aggravated the third time. It took me about an hour with the original footage I had. I had it down to 8 minutes. I was agitated. So I finally got it, though. Took 3 SD cards and a half the day, but I got it.
Yeah, I've been there, done that, and
after the third time, you cut out all the commercials and get with it.
Down to the point. But other than that, everything's gone pretty good today, I guess. It's been a while since I've been able to rag to you. But I got a lot off my plate and can start to enjoy things a little bit again. So just figured I'd drop by and talk with you for a few minutes. And everything going your way, how's Izzy?
Miss Izzy's not doing too well. She's had a rough weekend. I don't know, something's upset her stomach, and she's just not been doing good. So kind of worried about leaving her here at the house by herself tomorrow, so I may end up taking her with me.
Okay. All right. Well, I understand. Well, my son's got, he's bought two new puppies, Australian Shepherds, herders, something. I don't know what they are. But they sure are pretty. Two little old fur balls. One of them's brown and black. Another one's white and black. And he tries to keep them down there in the shop when he's working, and that ain't gonna work. They drive him crazy. So I just go down there and get them and spend the day with them. And they play for about 30 minutes and then sleep for about 4 hours. So that's a good mix right now. But in a couple of weeks or a month or so, they're going to, you know, start chewing on things. But, you know, it's kind of nice to have them play around with. Casey don't know what to think. He's a little bit needy right now. I think his position in the pack has changed what he thinks, but we'll see. I keep trying to reassure him, but he's not buying it.
If we don't get a little bit testy with him, I guess it'll be all right. But after you've been on one or two there and you're used to it, change don't work good.
All right, well, I'll let you get, and I'm going to shoot you an email here in a minute, so check your email after the net. But anyway, just want to drop by and say hello to you, and hope you're doing well. I'll clear on out. It's KO4NUE 73, Patrick. I'm clear.
Ed, good to talk to you this evening, and I'll check my email as soon as I get done with the net here. You and Miss Anna have a good evening. KO4HKX. And with that, we'll go Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Recheck, W4DJW.
Go ahead, Dave.
When Larry was talking, he reminded me of something I wanted to say, so put me on the list for RagChew.
Dave, I guess go ahead.
Okay, well, I didn't want to get in front of any other check-ins, but Larry reminded me when he was talking, when he wanted to check his signal at the beginning of his RagChew session. And he reminded me of last night on Ariel's net. It was really scratchy for everybody. And, you know, you kind of scratch your head and you wonder what's going on about that. And you don't really always know exactly what's going on. And sometimes you hear other repeaters and they sound fine, and when another repeater doesn't sound so good. But when I got up this morning, I pulled up one of the social media things that I follow, and one of my coworkers up in Charlotte posted an article about the aurora being able to be seen last night in Asheville, the aurora borealis, the northern lights. It came all the way down to Asheville last night. And you know what the aurora is, right? That's charged particles from the sun. Keyword being charged, electrical charge particles coming from the sun. So we were in an aurora storm last night, and that's why it was so scratchy. Now you say, well, I heard other repeaters, and they didn't sound so bad. But the thing is, the higher you go in elevation, and the larger, more sensitive your front end is on your receiver, the more people you can get in from a further distance, right? That's the goal. You want a big footprint. Well, you know, physics doesn't know the difference between good footprint and bad footprint. It just knows footprint, right? So when you have a lot of elevation, you have a really big footprint, you can get the bad stuff in just as easy as you can get the good stuff in. So that's the downside of elevation and sensitivity. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting when I opened that up, that article up, and I looked in there and I saw that you could see charged particles from the sun from Asheville last night. That explained a lot about what was going on with Ariel struggling with the net last night, because it was difficult. Everybody was scratchy. Whereas tonight, I could hear Larry just as plain as he is sitting in the room right here with me, and you're very clear with me as well. Some people are scratchy, but most are clear. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there, Patrick. What are your thoughts?
I'll have to trust you because you've got way more experience at this than I do. See, where that is going to affect propagation for sure, and could cause a lot of interference. And yes, Ariel was struggling last night, and he did an excellent job handling it and just muscling through it, I thought anyway.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. That is difficult. That'll wear you out as a net control operator, okay? Because you don't want to have to ask questions, but you have to ask questions. You're forced to do things you don't want to do for an extended period. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. I won't keep you any longer. Just wanted to let you know what I had, my thoughts about it. Don't know for sure that that was what it was. Could have been something different. But that sure does. Those pieces of the puzzle sure do fit. So next time we're struggling, think about maybe it's the aurora. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's a temperature inversion. It could be a loose cable at the repeater site. Who knows? Anyway, I'll turn it back to you. KO4HKX. Good net, Patrick, W4DJW.
Thank you for bringing that information to us. I do appreciate that. And always a pleasure to talk to you. But with that, we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu, looking for one more check-in so we can make it to the magic number 60. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
It's P4AKN, Pete from Shelby.
That call one more time, just a little bit slower, please, sir.
Kilo, Delta 4, Alpha, Kilo, Mike.
Got KD4AKM, and that is Pete in, did you say Shelby?
Hey, Roger.
Oh, Roger that, because it come up with Balfour, Georgia here. So good to hear you tonight. I think that's the first time you've checked in with me. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us.
You're about 6 or 7 weeks ago, and I changed it with the FCC, and QRZ should pop up with the new address.
I'll go back and check it here in just a little bit, but it's good to hear you tonight, and we have a net here, just so you know. We have a net here every night at 9 o'clock with a different net control. I'm typically the Sunday night net control, KO4HKX. My name's Patrick. And I'd love to have you come by and check in with us on a regular basis.
Thank you for the invite.
Number 60 tonight, so I appreciate you jumping in here with me. But we'll go one more time, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. After that long pause, we'll assume we got everybody. And have I missed anybody? Anyone for comments or check-ins?
Recheck Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta.
Oh, go ahead, Bob.
Just wanted to let you know we'll be thinking of Izzy tomorrow. I hope I don't know whether it's a boy or a girl, but I hope that Izzy does well tomorrow. We just, you know, we love our creatures, and so we'll be thinking of Izzy and hope everything goes well. That's it.
Little female furry friend, and she's been with me for quite a while, so she's getting some age on her. I think she turns 14 this September, so hopefully it's nothing major. She just got a hold of something major upset, and we'll get it straightened out.
talking about, we have almost a 14-year-old Australian Shepherd and a Spaniel Australian Shepherd mix, and we just love him to death, and so we really, Anita, my wife and I, we really understand. So just wanted to let you know we'll be thinking of Izzy and hope everything goes well for you tomorrow and you have a great day. We'll leave it at that. So you have a good night, Patrick. Alpha, Alpha, 1, Romeo, Delta. I'll be clear.